Okay, so we are in Shar Aleph, Perek Dalet, speaking about the connection that our Maisim, and then he says, it's not just our Maisim, our actions. He always says, if you notice his Lashon, Maisa Dibur Machshava. The Maisa, the actions, the Dibur, the words, and the Machshava, and the thoughts of the person, how they affect, because that corresponds to the three levels of the person, which is Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. We'll speak more about that later. But we mentioned that in the past in the Ruachim as well. So the idea is that how deep is the effects of our Maisim in the cosmos, in the galaxies? What is it that we do? And we were explaining yesterday, the purpose of him saying this is to empower each and every Yachid as a simple Jew. You don't have to be Mr., you know, the Gadol Hador in order to feel that you are accomplishing something through your mitzvos. What you're accomplishing through your mitzvahs is tremendous. And now he's going to take that to the next level. He's going to take it now on the, and his lashon in the beginning of Perek Dalet was al yomar belibo chas v'sholom ma'ani o mekochi lifo b'maisai ha'shvalim shum inyan ba'olam. A chas v'sholom asher, a person shouldn't say, what is my power to affect? And then he says like this. Okay, now he's going to go on the opposite way. He usually tries to focus on the good, but now he's going to focus what happens on the ra. We touched on this idea in the Ruach Haim, and this is a very powerful idea. For those who haven't heard it yet, it's going to be a striking idea. And for those who have, you know what to brace yourself for. So it's like this. Uve emes. Ki ha'ish ha'chacham v'yavein ezos la'amito. Someone that really understands the third paragraph in Perek Dalet after the comment. So he says, be'emes ki ha'ish ha'chacham v'yavein ezos la'amito. The person that really understands this la'amito, to its depth of the truth, of how deep our connection is and how powerful our machshava and what we do as Jews has an effect on the world and the surrounding, our environment. Libo yochel b'kilbro, your heart should tremble b'chil v'ra'ada, in fear. B'sumoy al liboy, when you put on your heart, when you think about al ma'isav asher lo tovim chas v'shalom, that what about the flip side? What about the ma'isav asher lo tovim? What about the actions that are not that great? Chas v'shalom. Ad heichan heima magiim. How high and how deep do they penetrate? Lekalkel, to destroy, to ruin, ulahares, and to destroy. Bechet kal, the simple chet, chas v'shalom, har be'yoser, even more so, mima shehechrev Nebuchadnezzar v'titus. Who are the greatest Rishoyim? Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash, Titus destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash. So, who's worse, Nebuchadnezzar Titus, or a Jew that speaks Lashon Hara? So Zokter, ki halo Nebuchadnezzar v'titus lo asu b'maaseim. Nebuchadnezzar and Titus could not accomplish with their deeds shum pgam v'kilku l'mayla. A guy, especially a low one like that, is not connected to the world. He's disconnected his neshama. His neshama is not in touch. So he's not in the world of the neshama. So he's in the physical world. So whatever he does is only in the physical world. He's not connected. They are not connected to the greater worlds beyond this planet. That they can touch and they can make an effect on worlds beyond themselves. They're just basically acting like animals. They don't have bechira. They're not rising up to be in touch with their neshama. With our sins, nismait v'tosh. We weakened the spiritual power of Hashem, like we spoke last or not yesterday. We weakened the power of Hashem to be able to fill the Beis HaMikdash with His Shechina. The Beis HaMikdash was full with the Shechina of Hashem, right? If we walk around and we see Hashgacha Pratis, and once in a while you have this like vision, wow, I just got a great Hashgacha Pratis, right? Wow, I just feel close to Hashem. Imagine a person in the Beis HaMikdash. You walk into the Beis HaMikdash, you'll be like, wow, this is unbelievable, right? But again, it's all the channels, it's all the pipes. So the greatest landing space of the Hashpa is in the Beis HaMikdash. But if we turned off the pipe, we closed the pipes, so Hashem is not Mashpia into the Beis HaMikdash either. So now what's the Beis HaMikdash? Is it a holy place? No, it's like a beautiful palace sitting in the hills of England, where King Edward the 17th, lived. It's nothing. If you turn off the hashpa, it's a beautiful palace, but it's not the Beis HaMikdash. So when you think about it, who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash? The Jews destroyed it through their averis, or Titus destroyed it through his actions? The Jews destroyed the Beis HaMikdash because they turned the Beis HaMikdash to a simple pile of stones. And then Titus came and took it apart. Okay. That wasn't really destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. That was destruction of an empty palace. The destruction of the Beis HaMikdash was us, was the Jewish people, when we did averis. We destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. We turned it into a pile of sticks and stones. It's just, it was a sticks and stones that were built. And now it's sticks and stones that weren't built. So really, we, through our chatoim, did more to destroy the Beis HaMikdash than Titus and Nebuchadnezzar. Let me read it inside. Raksha b'chatoenu, in our averis, nismait v'tosh, kaviyochel koach gvura shomayla. The koach of HaKadosh Baruch got weakened. Es mikdash Hashem timu. They desecrated the Beis HaMikdash kaviyochel, HaMikdash HaElyon, the upper mikdash, which imbues the spirituality into the lower mikdash, v'aydei kach, and through that, hayolem koach l'Nebuchadnezzar v'titus, l'hachrev HaMikdash shomayla. Only through that were Nebuchadnezzar and Titus able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash in a physical sense. Because that Beis HaMikdash is just a physical manifestation of what's really the spiritual powers above. HaMechuvah Neged HaMikdash Shel Maila. Because this Beis HaMikdash is Mechuvah Neged that one. Kamo She'amru Chazal. Chazal even say this, by the way, it's a Medrash. The Chazal say about Titus, Kimcha Tchina Tchinas. Nebuchadnezzar, you think you're such a big shot? You ground up wheat already. What's tchina? Tchina is ground up chickpeas, whatever. So imagine a guy comes and says, I'm very good at making tchina. Oh yeah? Yeah, here, give me a bowl of tchina, I'll show you. So you give him a bowl of tchina, you mix it around, and you see, I made it. Well, you didn't do anything. It was already tchina before you came around. So the Nebuchadnezzar, you think you're such a big shot, you destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. It was destroyed before you showed up. That's the Medrash says in Eicha.
Didn't we say that even the thought, the machshava of a Jew?
Yes. We're going to get to that.
It's to the spiritual, yes. That it's even...
Yeah.
But this is not this, or it's connected
to
this?
Yeah. It's all part of that concept. This is, he's bringing it in a more physical way. But we're going to get to that point too. Haray, ki avos, what?
Would it be fair then to say, just taking out the implication of this, the more we study and raise spiritually, the more implication and impact our hates have on the Shemayim.
Meaning, right, exactly. And it's true.
Studying, the more,
right, it's true.
Count a lot more in.
Right. So what you're saying is that even though he's trying to empower the simple Jew, but there is truth to be said that the more spiritual the Jew is, the more his actions are connected. That's true. But a Jew on any level is automatically connected because they are people of the neshama. So we're automatically connected. But you are correct, and I'm assuming you are correct, though. So he says, Harei, ki avonoseinu echerivu nave maila. Our avonos destroyed the upper base of Mikdash, olamos elyona makdoshim, vehema and titus and nebuchadnezzar echerivu rak nave mata. They only destroyed the Beis HaMikdash down here in this world. V'zeu she'ispalel David HaMelech. Then he brings a pasuk that David HaMelech asked Hashem to consider the actions of Nebuchadnezzar as if kemevi lemaila b'svach etz kardumos, that he should consider them as evil as if they destroyed the heavens, but they didn't. They actually didn't, but David HaMelech was saying that you should consider it to be as if they destroyed the heavens. But you know, from his medayik, he says, obviously, if David HaMelech asked Hashem to consider it that way, it wasn't actually considered that they destroyed the heavens. Now, then he goes to the point, Adam, that you were making. Gam al zos. Furthermore, so what you mentioned is it's furthermore. Furthermore, this is an unbelievable paragraph here. Yecherad leva adam me'am hakodesh. Any person that's a member of the Am HaKodesh, of the Jewish people, should be trembling with the following concept. Shehu kolel betavniso, in his makeup, kol hakochos v'ha'olamos kulam. We, Hashem took all the forces in the Bria, and again, if we're the ones running the show, how are we running the show? We're running the show because really we're connected. Everything is tied into us. right? Everything's tied into our neshama. So in our neshama, we're empowered in every single department of Shemayim. Okay. So in other words, if you have a big company, so you have the development company, the architecture company, you have different arms in your you know, your retail business. So you sell your Macy's. So you sell furniture, jewelry, men's clothes, women. Okay. So you have one guy who makes all the decisions. How is it possible for him to run the whole place? He's got to have shlita in each department. So if we run the entire world, so we must be connected to every single olam, every single area. Like I'm going to explain later. Shehin hema hakodesh v'hamikdash ha'elyon. Okay, so there is a basic halev shel ha'adam, and the heart of the person is like the emtza of the guf, is the middle of the body. And all that is like the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right? The Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Beis HaMikdash symbolized the central point of the Beis HaMikdash, which is the central point of the world. And the person, the central point of the person is the heart. So that's where the central point of the world really is controlled. It's through the person, the heart of the Jew. Because that's the central point of the person, which is really Mechuvan, again, opposite the central point of the world. So in other words, the heart of the Jew controls, is like the Kodesh HaKadoshim, okay? And from there, all the hashpot to the world comes. So he says, that's why during davening, Yechavenes Libo connected to Kodesh HaKadoshim, you should connect your heart with the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so you should be connected in that way. And then he brings a Zohar, etc. So then he says, Im Kain, if that's so, so be'esa she'yitor ha'adam lachshav bilavavo machshava shelo tahora b'niyuf rachmana letzlan. If a person thinks about some sort of avera at the time in avera, he's bringing in the koach, a power of an avera into his heart. So it's as if harei kimachnis zona semel hakina be'beis kodesh hakadoshim ha'elyon. So he says the same way that Nebuchadnezzar, the Gemara says, Titus brought a zona into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and did an avera with the zona in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. A Jew who brings a machshava of avera into his lathe is as if he's bringing the zona into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Because what's the Kodesh HaKadoshim of the world? Is the lathe of the Jew. And therefore, what that means is that the zona represents the semel hakina. It's any avera, which is the jealousy. We're betraying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not being faithful to Hashem. By bringing a machshava of Odazar, a machshava of Avera, or any machshava of Avera into the heart, that is pogame more, he says, than the Avera of Titus of bringing a zona to the Kodesh HaKadosh. Because that's just in a physical sense. But by bringing a zona into the heart of the Yid, he's bringing in a machshava into the deeper place than Titus was able to bring. So he says, "Hareu machnes zona semel akina beveis kodesh hakadoshim ha'elyon nora ba'olamos ha'elyonim hakadoshim chas v'shalom." Because it's a
are these bad thoughts like kind of thoughts?
Any avera, it's in the thought of an avera. Which that's semel hakina. He uses the word semel hakina. The zona means it's the sign of betrayal. It's the sign of being unfaithful, basically. So any machshava, which is an avera,
which denies God's.
Yes, correct.
I think that kind of stuff. Not like a McDonald's type, but more like a.
Right. Okay, if it's a simple thing, you know. But really, on any level, when a person is being, you know, I think it's probably anything that a person knows better to a certain degree. They know they shouldn't be doing. So, you know, now obviously the Gemara says, you know, when a person walks by McDonald's, they could say, well, I wish I could eat it, but Hashem wants me to. I'm not talking about that. Okay. So he says here the language. He by doing that is strengthening the powers of Tuma, the Asitra Achra on the other side, the evil side, Beveis Kodesh HaKadoshim Elyon. He's bringing in the Tuma into the base Kodesh HaKadoshim. Har beyoser beyoser, a lot more. Mimashe nigram his gabrus koach atuma, more than the koach atuma was strengthened. Aide Titus, but through the actions of Titus, ba'atzio zona b'beis kodesh hakadoshim b'mikdash mata. The mikdash mata is just a manifestation of the spiritual forces, but the spiritual forces get their strength from the heart of the Jew. So the heart of the Jew is the kodesh hakadoshim of all the spiritual forces in the Bria, and then there in that kodesh hakadoshim, a person brings in the tumah. It's similar. I was just learning with my son that the Gemara says, the Rashi says in Chumash, Makalal Ave V'imo gets skila. But Make Ave V'imo, if hitting a parent, gets chenek. It's less. What's worse, hitting the parent or cursing the parent? Hitting the parent seems worse. But it's not true because it's more physical. The more physical the action, the less severe it really is. So the physical act of hitting the parent is chenek. That's one, that strangulation, that's considered the lower of the misos. But skila, which is considered more worse, that's for utilizing a spiritual force against the parent. That's even worse. So the more spiritual the act is, the more refined it is, the more ability it has to be pogim in a higher place. And that's what he says. V'chein, let's just read one more paragraph, one more line. V'chein kol chait, any avera, asher kol ish yisom machnas b'libo chas v'shalom eish zara. It's a foreign fire. Because if he gets angry, or shara taivus rois, any bad midah, haleihu mamish k'inyin akosuv, beis kodshenu v'sifartenu, our beis hamikdash, hila sreifas eish, harachamon yisbarach yatzilenu. So he says that a thought of kaas is like Nadav and Avihu bringing a foreign flame onto the mizbeach. The flame of kaas, which engulfs the person, and he's bringing that flame into the Kodesh HaKadoshim as well. So it's like again, like we said, he's giving us a little bit of a depth into everything that we do. This particular paragraph is kind of scary, but he himself says, watch out, because you're going to be trembling when you read this. But
I think the machshavot, again, it's really just like things that are against Hashem and against, it's like loyalty, like a husband and a wife. Like,
yeah.
It's not everyday averos.
It's right. But it's the power of tumah. It's a certain power of tumah. That's the sensitivity to it. Okay, powerful stuff. And Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. We'll probably wrap up Paragdalan tomorrow. All right, everybody?
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, good to see everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.